Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Crystal. Thank you so much for tuning into the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is DigBic. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
DigCig means an electronic cigarette used to aid in quitting smoking a traditional cigarette. Dig deep means when one cannot quite dig deeply enough in the anus of the person, a bit more is needed. The term digging implies digging stool out of the orifice in order to make it easier dig deep. These indices are then used to look for correlations in slang terms use. Because of how the algorithm works, Urban Thesaurus gives you primarily related slang words, not exact synonyms. There is a lot more work needed for this slang thesaurus to produce consistently good results, but I think it is at the point where it can be helpful for people, so I released it. Or, you can try guy or girl for words that could mean both lol and rofl, e.g. marriage has always been an issue for the states, and that is how I think it should be handled today. Pretending otherwise does not square with the vision for the world Obama brought into the Oval Office. During Cheney's time as vice president, he played a leading behind-the-scenes role in the George W. Bush administration's response to the 9/11 attacks and in the coordination of the global war on terror. After the 9/11 attacks, Cheney physically separated himself from President George W. Bush for security reasons. On July 25, Bush surprised some pundits by asking Cheney himself to rejoin the Republican ticket. Having reviewed Cheney's findings, Cheney's immediate challenge as defense secretary was the Defense Department's budget. Cheney saw the global war on terror as a case study of the kinds of regional challenges that America would likely continue to confront in the future. The article described Cheney as having a clandestine approach to the tools of government, indicated by his using his own security clearances and having three man-sized safes in his office. The federal building in Casper, Wyoming, is named the Dick Cheney Federal Building. On January 19, 2009, Cheney pulled a muscle in his back during the moving of boxes to his new home. A spokesperson later said that after doctors performed tests, Cheney had suffered a mild heart attack. An employee of one internet company quipped that her working days had changed from 996 to 007, meaning from 9 to 9, 6 days a week, to whenever. Turning notifications off and truly focusing on one thing at a time is sometimes the best way to do your job. The challenges of new work patterns, and of being out in the same room together, can be overcome by creating a cadence of meetings that is facilitated by technology, defining the new ways to work using digital tools, gathering best practices from different teams across a business, can help accelerate adoption. Effective use of these tools requires change management efforts, including training teams to use them and defining new ways of working. One leading fashion company developed standardized ways of live streaming, as well as established internal best practices, in order to incentivize frontline employees to use the new retail tools for driving sales from distance. From its remote work with clients, McKinsey knows how effective video conferencing can be when you follow some simple rules. Such scaled remote work is unprecedented, and it will have an impact that lasts many years into the way people live and work. Bringing together all of the elements could allow a new way of working that makes your business ready for the future, whatever that might be. At Level Up Vinyl, we love working with our customers to design custom, one-of-a-kind t-shirts. We do not accept returns or exchanges after a shirt is made. We, however, do stand behind the quality of our work. America Proud Custom Sticker Shop is owned by active and retired military members who are keeping our country strong.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.